Egyptians live on only 7% of their territory due to shortage of water. So loss of arable land is surely irreparable. But there are two aims here by this government. One is to deal with the economic impact of COVID-19 after losing significant sources of income, revenue, workers, remittances, falling oil prices, Suez Canal revenue, in addition to the shortage of the usual Gulf aid that used to come and help the government. So the government has no other option but seek additional sources domestically by funding from overtaxing the population or searching all corruption files to get more money. We have seen this before in chasing Mubarak old guards deep pockets. This is not the issue. The issue is to get money, as we have seen, for example, in the trial and conviction of the former Minister of Information, Safwat Sharif. Similarly, it is widely known that the construction sector in Egypt leads the Egyptian economy in general and is full of corruption since long time ago. So they began targeting it without taking into consideration the powerful government officials sanctioned in the first place this corruption and left the burden of paying the price on citizens. Understandable that the government is in a crisis. So too are its citizens. They are also in a crisis.
This summer alone, the Egyptian government has, in quick succession, raised electricity charges, kicked fares on Cairo Metro, and reduced the size of state-subsidized bread that is the main staple for the majority of Egyptians. Did that governmental tendency of burdening the middle class and the poor raise questions in Egypt about the government spending priorities?
Well, these measures were part of the agreement with IMF, plus the economic impact of COVID-19. No country in the world today is immune from the economic impact, including Egypt. And that's why all these measures, unfortunately, took place at the same time, because now we are reaping the impact of COVID-19. So this is what is happening, and that's how things are developing. And of course, it is leading to political instability in many countries.
Concerned over growing popular discontent, the Egyptian Prime Minister has dismissed accusations that seeking financial settlements from the owners of illegal buildings was in reality an attempt by his government to lay its hands on more money from the Egyptian pockets. He says legalizing the buildings will significantly increase their value and allow owners to sell them at a profit. What's your take on this explanation?
This would be fair if all parties involved in the urban corruption and misplanning get also punished. We are only punishing citizens who had no other option but paid bribes demanded by local government officials to get the construction permits. It would be better make urban planning from the beginning in the new established cities. As for older cities like Cairo, like Alexandria, like other places, a long-term taxing should be taken into consideration. And you have to also take into consideration the economic impact of COVID-19 on the economic welfare of citizens. A house is the most basic need for any human being, and this cannot be handled in a cold, new liberal capitalist way without taking into consideration the social impacts on citizens. Long established corruption practices in the country over decades cannot be solved by a jot of a pen in a few weeks. The diagnosis is correct, but the treatment is harsh and unacceptable, and it will cause trouble because millions of people who had done this because this was the corruption from the local government officials. You cannot treat it just like that in a few months when everybody's pocket are not as deep as it used to be because of the economic condition.